我们可以从这个诗篇看到一条主流的思想。
From the book of Psalm, we can observe a main theme.
来用很简单的话来帮助弟兄姐妹记得，就是从悲哀到赞美。
It's really easy to remember. So the theme it goes like this: from lamentation to praise.
然后从赞美到什么？宣扬。
And from praise to proclamation.
或者宣教。
Or mission.
我在看教会弟兄教会的那个你们教会的这个名字的时候，中文叫做洛城基督福音教会，对吗？
When I look at your church's name, it says Rockville Evangelical Mission.
啊，这英文叫做 Mission. 中文叫做教会，英文叫做 Mission.
Chinese is church, but English it says Mission.
我觉得这个很有意思。
Kind of interesting.
因为教会最终的目的就是 Mission.
Because the purpose of church is to be on a mission.
就是怎么样传扬救恩
is really to proclaim God's salvation.
啊，这也是在诗篇里头一个很主流的一个路线。
This is the main theme you can observe in song.
哎，我们曾经有悲哀
that we used to have sorrows and laments.
但是神把我们拯救出来
but God redeemed us of darkness.
啊，所以我们赞美神
so we start to praise God.
我们肯定他的属性以及明白他的作为。
We understand his characters and his wonders.
因为神把我们从我们的罪恶中拯救出来。
Because God has redeemed us out of our sin.
是给我们一个新的生命。
Given us a new life.
给我们新的智慧。
Give us wisdom.
给我们新的信心和勇气。
Renew our faith and our courage.
所以我们就赞美神。
So we praise God.
我们感谢他。
We thank God.
所以在诗篇里头常常讲到向耶和华唱新歌。
So in song, often talks about sing a new song to the Lord.
为什么说唱新歌呢？
Why is it a new song?
哎，老歌不能唱吗？
Why can't you sing an old song?
我刚才看你们唱的大部分都是老歌。
I see a lot of songs you sang was a classic.
有些大概是154年前那个 hymn 还在唱。
Some of them are as old as 150 years old.
难道这老歌不能唱，要唱新歌吗？
Why couldn't you sing old songs, but you have to sing a new song?
哦，其实诗篇讲到新歌的时候，就是说我们有新的经历，我们有新的关系，跟神有新的关系，唱新歌。
When the Bible talks about singing a new song, it means that we have a new experience, we have a new relationship with our Lord.
就像耶利米所讲的，每一早晨都是什么？新的。
Just like Jeremiah says, your grace is new every morning.
我不晓得今天早上你起来的时候你对今天的早晨你的感受是新的呢，还是哎呀又是同样的一天。
I don't know if you woke up this morning that you felt today is a new day, or maybe you felt just the same old day.
如果今天主日你说又是同样的天，那就不应该了。
If you felt that this Sunday just an other Sunday, then that's really not how it's supposed to be.
那如果明天你要上班的时候你说又是同一天，我是可以了解的。
If you're going to work tomorrow and say it's Monday again, I can understand that.
哎，在世间事情多做了，你觉得做久了，就是很像传道书所讲的，都是什么啊？虚空的虚空。
If you do things a lot and do a routine, it kind of what the Bible says it's meaningless.
但是在神的经历里头，每一天都是虚空的。
But with our experience with God, there's not one day that's meaningless.
带着这样的心情进入世界的时候，我相信你的工作也不是虚空的。
With this renewed attitude going to our work is not meaningless.
进入这个世界的生活也不是虚空的。
When we go into this world, our life is not meaningless.
因为神把新的意义也赐了给我们。
Because God has granted us a new purpose.
所以这是在诗篇里头讲到一个很重要的一个观念，就是我们怎么样要把我们的赞美带到我们的生活，带到世界每个 角落。
So the book teaches how do we take our praise, our life into this world.
我请弟兄姐妹看诗篇22篇27节，这一篇也是弥赛亚诗篇。
If you read Psalm 22 verse 27, again, this is a royal song, a messianic song.
诗篇22篇27节。
Psalm 22 verse 27.
现在这个英文这个弟兄姐妹不在我们就可以念中文圣经好不好嗯。
还有
啊
他们是那个。
哦、还有啊那还有请他们念英文圣经。OK, 还有 OK, 对难怪你还在翻译我不知道。我都讲到诗篇都讲忘了。啊还有我以为他们全部要去主日学去了。
He thought all the English congregation went to Sunday school already.
Okay, so 我们念中文然后请念这个英文。好谢谢。诗篇二十二篇第七节大家请念。地的士集都要想念耶和华并且归顺他。列国的万族都要在他面前敬拜。
All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord and all the families of the nations will bow down before him.
你在想这节经文的时候你发现刚才我讲了就是神把我们的视野从人间带到天上。
Like I was talking to you about before, that God brought us from this earth into the kingdom of heaven.
那我们知道这个诗人都是以色列人。
We know that what the Bible says that the people here refer to are the Israelites.
那他们讲的都是以色列的经历。
What the experience they're sharing is the experience they have as a nation.
以他们的赞美是以色列的赞美。
Their praise is the praise of Israel.
所以诗篇说神以色列的赞美为他的宝座。
That's why the song says God enthroned on the praise of Israel.
应该是停留在这个民族的当中。
It seemed like this praise kind of stayed within the Israelite nation.
这群神的子民。
This chosen people.
但是你看二十二节你发现这里提到地的士集还有列国的万族。
But if you read Psalm 22 here, it says, to the ends of the earth.
这些人都要归顺他都要敬拜他都要赞美他。
It says, all nations will remember and turn to the Lord and bow down before him.
你发现神的救恩从这个群体已经转移出来进入到另外一个世界里头去。
Realize God's salvation comes through the Israelites and go into the world.
怎么可能呢？
How is that possible?
怎么可能从这个群体进入到一个广泛的地界呢？
How do you go from one group of people into the ends of the earth?
然后诗篇会提到这个事情呢？
And why does Psalm mention something like this?
因为我们在旧约看这个先知书的时候，不是所有以色列人都这样想。
Because it's not all the Jewish people would think like this.
至少约拿就不是这样想。
Like Jonah, he didn't think like.
约拿认为这个救恩是我们的。
He felt that the salvation only belongs to the Israel.
我们是在自己的团契、自己的教会里头分享的事情。
Felt like it's only within his own fellowship, his own church that we share about these kind of things.
那外邦是敌对耶和华的一个势力。
That they felt like Gentiles were against God.
甚至逼迫上帝子民的一种。力量
or even oppress the anointed one.
所以呢，对这个宣教兴趣不大。
So Jonah didn't have much interest going to the Gentiles.
甚至上帝呼召他，强逼他，他干脆就跟你跑。
And he even ran away when God called him.
我看见有一些教会也是一样的。当教会说很强调传福音的时候，有些弟兄姐妹说我就换教会给你看。
Some churches are like that. When the church start talking about going on mission, some people decide to change church.
怎么可能诗篇从这一个团体把救恩带到普世的境界呢？我们来看四十篇。
How does the Bible tells us that the salvation will go from Jews to the nations? Let's read Psalm 40.
四十篇是大卫的祷告。
It's a prayer of David.
那大卫恳求神来拯救他。
David is pleading that God will save him.
他也因为上帝的救恩，他感谢神，赞美神。
He's thanking God for God's salvation.
但是他的赞美并没有停留在口头的赞美。
But his praise doesn't just end with the verbal words.
我们看第一节。
If you read verse 1.
四十篇第一节。
Chapter 40 verse 1.
他说我曾耐心等候耶和华他垂听我的呼求。
It says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry.
那到了说我曾耐心等候耶和华，如果你礼拜五听我讲过，你就明白这是什么意思。
When David talks about he waited patiently, you understand what I mean when, if you're here Friday.
我礼拜五讲到人生的深处。
I talked about, you know, the deep time in our life, the rock bottom time in our life.
是很艰难，很痛苦。很黑暗的时刻。
When we're in darkness and we're in pain.
然后在这样的困难的日子当中，他祷告神。
It's in times like that that David prayed, cry out to Lord, to God.
他没有即刻得到上帝的回应。
He didn't receive any response from God immediately.
他可能在这个漫长等候的时间，他对主说：“要等到何时呢？”
In waiting for God, he repeatedly cried out, "How long, Lord? How long?"
虽然神没有回应他的祷告，但是大卫只能够等。
Even though God didn't respond to David, but David waited.
所以这个等候的一种态度是蛮重要的，对我们。
So this attitude of waiting is important.
我不是说什么事情我们要等。
I don't mean that you wait on everything.
尤其是人的事情，你不需要等太久，你等的时间差不多，他不来就算了。
Especially if you're waiting for a date and if he or she doesn't show up, it's okay.
如果你约了你什么情人来吃饭
，If you're inviting a girl out to dinner,
等了三个小时她都还没有来。
Are you waiting for 3 hours and she doesn't show up?
那你要考虑要不要等。
You have to decide whether you want to wait or not.
如果你认为你一定要娶她做太太，那你就等下去。
If you feel like you must make her your wife, then you better wait.
如果你想这样整天迟到人，我不要她做我的太太，那你就不必等。
If you don't want to wait for a girl who is always late, then you probably don't have to wait.
有时候在餐馆吃饭的时候，你等半个小时都还没有位置给你，你要不要等？
A lot of time you'll be waiting at a restaurant for seats, and after 30 minutes, you're thinking, should I wait longer?
你们要不要等？
Do you wait?
要看你要不要吃咯。
Depends on if you want to eat or not.
你不要这就走了。
If you don't
want to
eat, then you can just leave.
所以我看到有些人很耐心的等，就是因为他要吃，他在牛排。
A lot of people waited patiently because they want to eat.
但是神的事情齁，不是一个选择。
But when it comes to God, it's not a choice.
你就是等。
But you have to wait patiently.
你不管多久你就等。
Doesn't matter how long you wait, but you wait.
因为他一定来。
Because he will come.
Amen, 不 amen?
Amen.
干脆如果我跟你约什么我不来你最好早点回家我不一定来的。
If I ever have an appointment with you and I never showed up, you better go home because I probably won't show up.
我不来不是因为我是缘可能我有什么事情哈等 speeding 被抓去坐监牢这当然不能来嘛。
It's probably not because I was trying to avoid meeting you, but it's probably I got into some problem like getting a speeding ticket.
但是我们的神一定来的，弟兄姐妹。
But our God will come.
这是我的信仰，我也要你有这个信仰。
This is my faith. I want you to have the same.
不管是一天、一年、十年、一百年，我们都要等，因为他是我们的神。
We'll wait, no matter it's one day, 1 year, 10 years, or 100 years.
你要等，他不一定。会垂听我们那个祷告，但是他一定会有一个更好的东西交在我们的手中。
He might not answer like the way you expected, but he'll give you a better answer.
所以第二一节下半节说他什么垂听我的呼求。
So verse 1 says, He turned to me and heard my cry.
我曾忍耐耐心等候耶和华，他垂听我的呼求。
I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry.
第二节他说他从祸坑里从淤泥中把我拉上来使我的脚立在磐石上使我的脚不稳当。
Verse 2 says, He lifted me up of the slimy pit out of the mud and myrrh. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand.
从前我是那么的卑微低落 但是上帝把我提升到一个地方，是在磐石上。
I used to be in a slimy pit. I was low, broken, but God lifted me up and set my feet on a rock.
而在那个磐石上，我的脚步是稳当的。
And on this rock, God allowed me to stand firm.
这一个跳跃不是两寸，这个跳跃是崭新，完全不同的一个跳跃。
This change is not just a small change, but it's a brand new change.
我们基督徒要很小心，不要落在这种世俗思潮里头的一种竞争的一种 competition 的一种态度。
We need to be very careful that we don't get tangled up with the worldly competitions.
我们总是要跟别人比较。
A lot of time we try to compete with others.
你赚一万块，我要赚一万一千块。
If he makes one grand, I'm going to make one grand plus $1,000.
我的房子是三个睡房，你的是四个睡房，明天我要买五个。
If he has a three bedroom house, I'm going to get a four bed, and he'll get a five bedroom.
Right.
I'll get a hotel.
你可以比。
我已经吃饭了。
还是你要讲。我要考第一名，我要比你好。
I want to be number one. I want to be better than you.
我的位置要比你高。
I want to have a higher status than you.
所以在这个世俗的竞争里头，落在一种就是一种比较，一种要表现自己，要别人尊敬的一种心态里头。
So in this worldly competition, we desire for people to respect us and honor us.
那些争来的东西最大的问题就是它不保障。
But the problem with what we gain in this worldly competition is they don't have any security.
我今天是跑第五的，我就胜过你们跑到第一去。
I might be, you know, fifth place today, but I might, you know, be first place tomorrow.
但是问题是那个后面的人看他跑第二，他就追上你。
But then the second place will probably catch up.
所以两个人跑越跑越快。
So you have to keep running, keep working hard.
一直跑到心脏病发作为止。
Until you have a heart attack.
所以我们整个时代就进入这种竞争经济，你多少 percent, 我要多少 percent, 然后竞争。
So our whole world is on a race against each other.
是的，来说神没有叫我们人类进入这样的一种生活的形态。
But that's not the life God has promised us.
有一天我们不是大什么大退步，不然就是心脏病死掉。
Because one day we'll either fail or we have a heart attack.
所以大卫说，他说我是很低的，但是你把我提出来是放在一个磐石上。
So David said that he was once low, but God has lifted him out and put him on a rock.
怎么是磐石上，不是沙土上？
Well, God put him on a rock and not on quicksand.
所以我们基督徒要有智慧。
So I have to think,
神要我们进步，我们要确定这个是可靠的地方。
If God wants us to move forward, we got to make sure where we're standing is firm.
因为如果这是磐石上，它就稳当了。
If we're standing on rock, then we're standing firm.
这个磐石是什么呢？
What is this rock?
这磐石就是我们的神。
This rock is our Lord Jesus Christ.
它是我们的磐石，它是我们的山寨，它是我们的避难所。
Is our shelter.
然后在这样的光景里头，所以第三节大卫说，他使我什么？口唱什么？新歌。
Because of what God has done, David said in verse 3, he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God.
如果我们站的地方是沙土，能够口唱新歌吗？
If you're standing on quicksand, can you sing a new song?
可能还没有唱两句已经沉下去了。
You'll probably swallow it up before you can sing.
能够站在一种稳固，一种有信心，绝对相信神，知道神会掌握人生的一种地步里头，我们才有这样的一种力量去唱新歌。
Only when you're standing firm, standing on solid ground, knowing that God will take care of you, you have the ability to sing a new song.
啊，唱新歌那么简单吗？
Is it easy to sing a new song?
哎，我是不是不太会唱歌的？我知道叶弟兄唱歌还不错。那天礼拜五他唱，我们都觉得跟着他唱。
I'm not a very good singer, but I know Brother Ye is pretty good.
我知道大概牧师也是很会唱的。
Pastor is probably pretty good too.
啊，我是不会唱歌的。
I'm not a very good singer.
我知道唱歌很不容易。
I know it's not easy to sing.
如果你要听唱歌，找我的太太，不要找我。
If you want to hear, you know, a song, then you better find my wife.
以前我在神学念书的时候，我们的音乐老师是规定每一个学生，管你会唱歌不会唱歌，都要来试班。
When I was in seminary, the choir leader made us to sing in the choir regardless of whether we know how to sing or not.
他说刘少斌你来，他说唱歌就是唱发声给他听。
He says, Mr. Liu, please come, and she asked me to sing before her.
我唱了两句，她说你是男高音。
After I sang two sentences, she made me a soprano.
所以那年那个神学院有一个大演唱，就是唱那个 Handel Messiah 那个弥赛亚曲。Handel Messiah。那个一个那个神曲是很大，就唱两个小时的。
The Handel Messiah is a very long song. It's about 2 hours.
你知道从这个耶稣的人生历史一直到那个哈利路亚那个赞美诗，那个是差不多两个小时。
From just the birth of Christ to the end is about 2 hours long.
那我们大概有五六十个同学，我就被放在男高音了。
I got about 50 to 60 students, and I was a.
所以花了好几个月，就是分步练习。
And spent many months practicing.
那我的组长很不错，音乐很好。
Our group lead was pretty good. He's really good.
他就教我们怎么唱那个男高那一部分。
He taught us how to sing.
哎，他有时候我唱的不准，他还教我怎么唱男高音。大家都练得蛮好的，都练得蛮好。然后女高也练得很好，女低也很好，男低很好，就四组人。
So there's four group of us said that we're in harmony.
到了演唱那一天
，On the day of performance，
啊，是在一个大新加坡一个大礼堂。
It's in a very big auditorium.
啊，下面大概有2000人在听这个。
About 2000 people down on this under.
啊，我记得我是站在这一排，我是站在。这个角落。
I was standing over there in that corner.
然后一开始唱的时候。
And then when I started to sing.
啊，我们男高音就配起来了。
We all started.
我也是唱男高音啊。
I was singing with them.
你不要轻看我。
Don't underestimate me.
但是我想大概唱了大概五分钟之后。
Right after 5 minutes though.
我就全部给女高拉走了。
I realized I was following the ladies.
所以说一个多小时我都唱女高的。
So for the whole hour I sing along with the ladies.
哎，所以我对唱歌老早都放弃了。
So my teacher gave up.
因为唱歌不容易，做歌也。难啊，
singing a new song is not easy. Writing a song
作曲很难的。
Composing is not easy.
你不只是写些歌词，你还有一些美丽的音调，这个很难。
It's not just writing some beautiful lyrics, but you also have a good melody.
但是一个人能够创作一首新歌，那是需要花点功夫的。
So when a person can sing a new song, takes some effort.
第一，他必须有内容可以唱。
He needs to have some content.
第二。他必须有美妙的音乐来配合
，has to have some beautiful music to accompany。
这个新歌就很，大家就很感动了。
That's a new song that will move people。
那虽然说大卫说我口唱新歌，不是说其实大卫是一个音乐很好的人，这个我们都知道。
David is very talented with music。
因为在撒母耳记说大卫是以色列的美歌者 ，he's the best one of the good singer。在以色列里头
，He is one of the best singer in Israel.
但口唱新歌不是说做一个美妙的音乐歌曲，而是说我们能够从心里为经历神的缘故，我们有歌可以唱。
So when he talks about singing a new song, doesn't mean that he's writing something, but it's because the experience that he has with God that he has something to sing.
而这个新歌，意思说我今天的在主里的经历跟昨天是不一样的。
It's a renewal of his experience in God that his life today is different from his life yesterday.
我明天的歌跟今天也不一样的。
The song I'll have tomorrow is different from the song I have today.
意思说我们是不断在主里头成长。
That we continually grow and sanctify us in our Lord Jesus Christ.
越来越认识他。
We know him more and more.
越来越明白他的话语。
We understand his words a little more.
越来越知道怎么在这个世界来为神而活。
understand how we live for Christ in this world.
所以他唱歌。
So he sings a new song.
然后第九节。
If you jump to verse 9,
他说我在大会中宣传公义的佳音，我必不止住我的嘴唇，耶和华，你是，这是你所知道的。
Verse 9 says, I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord.
大卫不只是口唱新歌，大卫更重要的是说，我在大会中宣扬公义的佳音。
Not only he sings a new song, but moreover, he proclaimed the righteousness in the great assembly.
好，我问弟兄姐妹，当你唱这些所谓的赞美诗的时候，你唱目的是什么？
Let me ask you a question. When you sing these praise songs, what is your purpose?
你唱这些歌的目的是什么？
Why are you singing those songs?
你说当然是赞美神哦。
You say, oh, I'm praising God.
表达我心里对神的这种赞美敬拜了。
To express my worship.
那如果我们唱赞美诗只停留在这里，才到一半。
But we're only halfway there if this is why we sing the songs.
Only halfway.
Only halfway.
另外一半，我们唱赞美、唱新歌，乃是要宣扬神的佳音。
The other half of why we sing these new songs is so that we proclaim the good news of our God.
我们知道我们是用口来传福音的。
We use our words to preach the gospel.
但是诗篇也讲到，我们要用诗歌来宣扬福音。
But we also use our songs to proclaim the gospel.
有时候神会用这个音乐本身作为他一个强大的一个传达他救恩的一个工具。
A lot of time God uses our music as his vessel to share the good news.
那在世界很多宗教团体里头，只有我们基督教是唱歌的群体。
In many different religious groups in this world, only Christians are the one that sings the most.
和尚是会念经，是不会唱歌的，跟你讲。
The monks will recite, but they won't sing.
最近这些佛教也在学我们唱歌。
Recent days, you see a lot of Buddhists picking up singing songs.
他把我们基督教一些歌变成佛化，就是变成佛教化，然后拿来唱。
Took some of the songs and replaced the lyrics with their Buddhism teaching.
我们有一首歌叫做Jesus loved me, yes I know.
There's a song that says, yes I know. Yep. I would tell them this is so troublesome, you really don't have to do that.
Just come
join us.
对不对？全部来参加，我们唱得更好，我们带你唱。
If you come join us, we'll teach you how to sing.
不要唱你的佛祖，唱我们的主。
No, you don't sing about Buddha, you sing about God.
因为他们，特别是台湾那个慈济，哇，他们就是搞得很厉害，为什么？因为这慈济好像这一个人哈、哦，曾经在教会学校念出来的。
So the founder of 慈济in Taiwan, used to go to Christian school.
所以他们说我在大会中宣传公义的佳音，我必不止住我的嘴唇。那下面这句话很重要的，耶和华，这是你所知道的。
So David says, I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips.And he says, this is, you know this, O Lord.
哎，我看到这句话，我真的很感动。
I was moved when I saw this.
他说，主啊，这是你所知道。
David says, you know me, Lord.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
意思说，这是原是你的心意。
What that means is, this is pleasing to God.
我今天我做了。
I'm doing it today.
其实老早就应该做。
I should have done it a long time ago.
但是以前我不明白。
But before I didn't understand.
以前我可能不同意。
I didn't really agree.
以前我说我没时间。
I would say that I don't have time.
但是我今天在大会中宣扬你的救恩，我的嘴唇不再闭起来，你这是你知道。
Today I know that you pleasing in me when I proclaim your righteousness in the great assembly, when I do not seal my lips.
这使我想起好像神久久在等他做这一回事情。
It kind of reminds me that God has been waiting for David to do something like
that. 那然后回到第一节的时候，我们看见大卫久久在等上帝为他做一些事情。
And you kind of go back to verse 1, you see David is also waiting for the Lord to do something.
有问题，请你来帮忙。
David is saying, I have some problem, God please come.
但是他没有想到，上帝说，我有很多事情要你做，你快快来做。
But God is also waiting on David, saying, I have a lot of things for you to do, come and do it.
等到神救恩临到他，拯救他，这时候大卫才明白，其实很多事情主都要我们做，我们就是迟迟不动。
Only when God's salvation comes to David, he realized there's a lot of things that God wants him to do, and he delayed it.
明白这个道理。
Do you understand?
你看第十节。
If you look at verse 10.
第十节。我们一同念第十节。
Let's read it together.
我未曾把你的公义藏在心里，我已陈明你的信实和你的救恩，我在大会中未曾隐瞒你的慈爱和诚实。
I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly.
大卫说，既然我有这些东西，为什么我一直，我是应该把它分享出来。
David felt that he needs to share all this he has experienced.
如果我没有，我就没办法。既然我有，为什么我要隐藏呢？
If he has experienced something like that, he couldn't hide it.
我能够赞美神，就表示我知道神是信实，是慈爱的。
He can praise God because he knows that God is faithful.
今天我有这样到了这样的地步，表示我已经经历上帝的救恩。
When I'm able to proclaim God's words, that means I have experienced His salvation.
没有道理要把它隐藏，把它收回而不发出去。
So once I've experienced His salvation, there's no reason for me to hold back but to proclaim.
诗篇把我们带到这样的一种境界。This
is where song leads us into.
所以我看诗篇的时候，我就知道神没有叫我们只是停止在敬拜赞美。So
I understand that song doesn't just end with praise.
也没有叫我们停止在教会聚会，然后大家有好团契，吃一个很好丰富的午餐，然后回家，下个礼拜再回来。It
doesn't just end with us meeting here on Sunday, have a good sermon, a good fellowship, good lunch, and then come back again next Sunday.
我们好像不太想做别的事情。It
doesn't mean that we don't do anything else.
只想到自己家里被照顾，教会被照顾，顶多建一个礼拜堂。
We don't just think about our family being taken care of or even just building a church building.
然后使更多人融进这个空间,
or have more people sit here.
那是不是神要我们, 神要我们怎么样把这个突破这个城墙能够施展出去。
But what God really wants us to is break down all those walls and expand.
而且你看一节, 116第12节。
I'll look at
Psalm 116, verse 12. 116第十二节，verse 12。好，我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩？How
can I repay the Lord for all His goodness to me?
13节说，我要举起救恩的杯。
Verse 13, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
14节说,我要在众民面前向耶和华还我的愿。
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people.
所以在这段经文里头,至少有三样事情是人应该采取的行动。
We see three proper responses that we should be doing.
我觉得我们基督徒是世界上最懂得感恩的一个群体。Sometimes
I feel that Christians is a group of people that knows how to give thanks.
你看我们整天都说感谢主嘛。A
lot of time we say thank God.
对不对? 我们要称颂你的名。
That we say we praise you.
哎,我们吃饭也感恩。When
we eat, we pray.
上班也感恩,下班也感恩。When
we go to work, we thank God.
哎,我们基督徒是最懂得感恩的一个群体。Christian
is a group of people that knows how to thank God.
所以12节说,我到底要怎么回报耶和华呢? 要感恩不能停留在口头上的一个感谢。Verse
12, David asked the question, how can I repay the Lord? Because it doesn't just end with verbal thanksgiving.
这里提到三样。It
says three things.
来,你要知道, 前面12节其实是个问题来的。Verse
12 is really just a rhetorical question.
Yeah, 一个问题就是说, 到底要做什么?
Psalmist is asking, what should I do?
那答案是可以什么都不做。
I can either do nothing.
或要做。
or do something.
是你听者的一个决定来的。
It's your decision when you hear these questions.
这不是一个命令来的。
It's not a command.
意思说求是在我的手中。
It's an invitation for you to decide.
上帝丢给我们你要怎么样。
And God throw your question.
你要放下来呢还是你要抛回来。
You either respond or you just don't worry, you don't care about it.
因为我们自己的决定。
It's a personal decision.
没有人可以勉强我们。
No one can really force you to how to worship God.
连上帝都不来强逼我们。
And God doesn't force you to.
但是有时候上帝也会强逼。
But sometimes God does.
我觉得他就是强逼我出来侍奉的。
I feel like God sometimes forced me into.
但是半上神让我们选择这样的选择比较成熟。
Sometimes God let us to decide.
那大卫做了三个选择。
David made three responses.
他说第一我要举起救恩的杯。
Number one, he says, I'll lift up the cup of salvation.
这个举起救恩的杯，举起这个杯是什么意思？
Lifting up the cup, what does that mean?
就是杯，我把它举起。
Lift up the cup.
通常是指这个酒杯。
It's usually a wine glass.
通常是在献祭的时候举起这个酒杯。
So it's a wine cup that you lift up during offering.
然后把这个酒浇奠出来。
And you pour this wine onto the offering.
表示完全的献上。
Symbolizing your total surrender.
所以为什么保罗说当他要离开世界的时候他说我交奠的日子什么到了。
So that's why Paul says when he's about to depart from this world, he says he's being poured out.
哎我觉得保罗描写太美。
It's a beautiful picture that Paul is painting here.
保罗没有说我死了。
Paul didn't say I'm dead.
或者我完了。
Or I'm finished.
我没命了。
Or my life is gone.
你知道这个死亡是我们大家都要面对的一个事实啊！我这样讲也没有使你心里不安。
All of us will have to face death,
对不对？
Today.
我们每个人都要面对死亡，迟早一天。但是怎么样看人生呢？这个很重要的。
But how do you view death?
我听这个 Steve Jobs 演讲，在一个 Stanford 大学那一个毕业礼，他讲的是讲
的。I heard Steve Jobs share on the Stanford's graduation ceremony.
那时候他已经知道他有癌症。
He already knew he had cancer at that time.
Steve Jobs 我们都知道他是一个伟大的人物，在这个时代。
We knew he was a great person.
他是天不怕地不怕的人。
He's not afraid of anything.
其实他小时候是在这个路德会受洗的。
As a kid, he grew up in Lutheran church.
但是后来就离开神。
But then he left God.
然后又跑到这种 New Age 这种宗教里头。
And became a New Age person.
所以我相信他完全不认识神。
So I think he doesn't really know God.
所以当他演讲的时候，他说每个人都要死。
During his speech, he said everyone will die.
可能早几年没有癌症，他不会讲这种话。
He probably wouldn't say something like that if he hadn't had cancer.
他说Life is fragile. 人很深很脆弱。
He said life is fragile.
要每一个人都要死。
That we all have to face death.
他大概讲了，你想死也要死，不想死也要死。
Even if you don't want to die, you'll die.
他说，他意思说他根本就不想死，也不能面对这个死亡。
Yeah, so he says that even though he doesn't want to face death, he couldn't change that.
然后他讲一句话这样说，那些连那些认为能去天堂的人也不想死。
He said one thing, even those who desire to go to heaven doesn't really want to die.
我听听，我想我就不太同意他这种讲法。
When I heard that, I didn't really agree with him.
我们很多能去天堂的人都很想死的。
A lot of us who desire to go to heaven
我是同意吗？
wants to die.
对啊，我是同意。
Pastor, do you agree?
至少保罗就认为说死对他不是一个威胁。
At least that's what Paul felt like. It wasn't a threat for him.
其实保罗说，在两难之间，如果有选择的话，我什么要与主同在。
Paul says he's struggling that he'd rather die to be with Christ.
有时候我自己想想我的人生，我觉得也不错。
Sometimes I think about my life, I think it's pretty good.
我上个礼拜在我的总部开董事会的时候，我就跟一个我跟董事会说我有心要写这种一步一步学圣经这样的课程，希望能够帮助教会。诶，一个董事觉得这个很有意义。
Last week I was at a board meeting, I was sharing with the board members that I was planning to publish those books.
我说我希望一年半就可以出版一本。
I was hoping that I'd be able to publish a book every one and a half years.
那明年 你就看见希望诗篇能够出来。
So hopefully next year, the book I'm writing now on Psalm will be published.
啊，我一个董事听了很高兴，他说：“刘牧师，你应该活到100岁。”
One of the board members was very happy. He said, "Pastor, you should live to like 100 years old."
他说要看我在世界上多劳苦多写书。我说我不要，我要回家。
He's really saying that I'm going to suffer more in this world and write more book. But I said to him, "I want to go home."
你知道。对我们来说，这个死亡不是一个很大的威胁。
You know, to us, death is really, you know, not that scary.
所以，举起救恩的杯，浇酒是在表示完全的献上。
So when we lift up the cup of salvation and pouring out, it symbolizes our total surrender.
所以当诗人说我要举起神救恩的杯
，So when the psalmist said we lift up the cup of salvation.
那暗示了，就说我要我用我的一生来完成这一个事情。
He's saying to God, "I'm going to give my life to you."
我要毫无保留的去宣扬你的救恩。
I'll give you entirely to proclaim your good news.
这是一个很重要的一个行动。
This is a very important act.
第二个，他说我要传扬耶和华的名。
He goes on saying.I will call on the name of the Lord.
这个传扬在希伯来文是大声喊的意思。Shout!
In Hebrew, it means to shout.
不是。
It's not whisper.
是一个强大的一个呼吁。
It's a shouting.
所以你看这里举起救恩的杯是一个仪式的行动。
So lifting up the cup, it's a ritual, a ceremony.
但是宣扬神的话语是一个用口宣传的一个行动。
But when you proclaim, it's an act of proclamation.
所以意思说，这个传扬神的救恩必须跟这个仪式跟口配合起来。
So what that really means is preaching the good news has to combine the rituals with the word of God.
你看，我们主日崇拜，你认为？是不是一种宗教仪式
？So we're gathering here on Sunday. This in itself is a ceremony, a ritual.
有啊，你看我们有圣餐。
You see, we have communion.
然后我们有奉献，这是个仪式。
These are all some sort of rituals.
包括我在这里讲到，也有半个仪式。
Or even I'm speaking up here.
然后
这
个招待人员等等，你看这些整套很像一个仪式的，你们是 package， 你们 worship。
All this package, those routines, it's like rituals in itself.
这是一个仪式，因为每个礼拜你们都这样做，就变成仪式了。
Because you do it every week, it becomes a ritual.
而且这个仪式一奠定之后，就是不能随便动了。
Once it's established, you don't really change it.
你动我就不高兴。
If you change it, we won't be happy.
因为我们祖先就是这样做的。
Because that's how we used to do it.
所以这个仪式就形成。
And that's how rituals are
established. 但这个仪式是很重要。
But it's important.
因为它包含了我们的信仰。
Because it contains our faith.
但是仪式最危险的地方就是做久了它就硬化。
But the dangers of rituals is once you do enough of it, if you forget its meaning.
它硬化，它的意义就开始不见。
It lost its meaning after a while.
它就变成整天就做同样的一种行动。
It becomes a routine that you just do it.
所以神说你要去宣扬。
So that's why God combines proclamation.
你的脚要走出这一个境界。
You have to walk out of here.
然后你要去宣传神的救恩。
To proclaim the good news of God.
这是一个相辅相成的一个宣教的行动。
So rituals and the word of God is complementary to each other.
有一个解经家，他这样讲。
There's a theologian.
那叫做 Goldingay.
John Goldingay.
他说仪式和宣告相辅相成。
It says rituals and proclamation are complementary.
仪式若没有宣告是盲目的。
A rituals without proclamation is blind.
相反的，宣告若没有仪式也是空洞的。
Proclamation without rituals is meaningless.
仪式和宣告的结合是必要的，也是合宜的。
It's necessary and fitting to combine rituals with proclamations.
只有口头的表达却没有具体的行动，不足以让人信服。
If you only have the verbal expression but not physical acts, you can't really, Trust, you can't really allow people to believe.
相反的，以具体的方式来感谢 却没有言语上的解释，不能充分说明上帝的荣耀。
But if you only have the physical acts, but without the verbal explanation, you can't really explain God's glory.
所以你看，这个为什么我们很难用主日崇拜来传福音？
That's why it's really hard to use a Sunday service to preach the gospel.
我们都要办福音聚会。
That we have gospel meeting instead.
缘故就是。慢慢会变成仪式化了。
Because a lot of time it becomes a ritual.
那我们要像圣经所教导的仪式跟我们的宣扬要配合起来。
So we have to observe what the Bible teaches that we combine our rituals with our proclamation.
啊，这是一个活的一种动力。
That's a living life.
第三，他说我还要还愿。
Number three, it says, I will fulfill my vows.
既然说我要举起神的救恩的杯，我要宣扬上帝的名，我还要还愿。
The psalmist says, "I'm going to lift up my cup of salvation, call on His name, and I'm going to fulfill my vow."
愿就是说我在上帝面前所许过的愿。
A vow is something that I made a promise in front of God.
那有时候人可以对人有所承诺。
Sometimes you make a promise to someone else.
有时候，哎呀，我说，哎，有将来有空我请你吃饭。
Sometimes I'll say, you know, in the future I'll buy you dinner.
很多人说请我吃饭，到今天都还没请。
A lot of people say that to me. They haven't fulfilled their vows.
不是说他们不实行诺言，但有时候讲了，他就没有把它放在心中。
Not that they don't want to fulfill the vows, but they didn't really remember in their heart.
或者很久都没有机会见面。
Or a lot of times we haven't seen
each other. 人有各种的原因，最后我们没有做到我们口里所讲的话。
A lot of times we have a lot of excuses, so we don't fulfill our vows.
那只要他不见怪，那也无所谓了。
As long as the other person doesn't mind.
如果每次你答应人，他都把它写下来，几月几号几点，还要吃什么都写下来。就表示说他记得你答应过他的事情，而且他希望你做，那最好就做咯。
If someone actually write down your promise, you know, on the, what time, what day, and then what you're going to buy for them, then you better do it, because that means they really care.
但是许愿呢，是在神的面前许的。
But when the psalm is saying paying a vow, it's a promise that he made to God.
就是在神的面前，主啊，我许愿我要做这个做那个事情。
It's a promise that he would do certain things, for God.
凡是在神面前所许的愿就要还。
So any vow that was made to God, we'll have to fulfill them.
因为我们在神的面前有责任。
Because we're responsible to God.
那圣经也不断给我们看见，有时候我们人啊，许了很多愿。最后都没有去实现它。
But sometimes you see in the Bible that a lot of time we made vows to God and we didn't really fulfill them.
我知道很多人都在神的面前许愿要做一些事情，可能我们还没有还。
I know probably a lot of us has made some vows to God in our past and a lot of time we haven't fulfilled them.
你知道在这个使者那个那个什么拆船大会啊，每次都有一两千人参加的。
You know, in those mission conferences, there's usually like thousands of people attending.
哎，这个前年那个还是去年？去年那个在费城那个 mission conference， 大概有好几百人说在神的面前许愿，要去传福音，要做宣教士等等。这就是许愿啊。
Two years ago at the mission conference in Philadelphia, there was hundreds of people that committed their lives saying, vowing that they will become full missionary.
那许愿要做。
And if you make such vow, you do it.
不然就不要出来。
Otherwise, you don't make the vow.
不出来就没有许愿，没许愿就没有责任。
Because if you don't make the vow, you don't have the responsibility.
哎，所以许愿呢就要偿还。
So as long as you make the vow, you have to fulfill it.
所以这是一个很重要，你看诗篇六十一篇第八节。
If you look at Psalm 61 verse 8.
你看诗篇六十八篇六十一篇第八节。
Psalm 61 verse 8.
他说，这样我要歌颂你的名直到永远，好什么？天天还我所许的愿。
So it says, then will I ever sing praise to your name and fulfill my vows day after day.
所以诗人用这个怀念的方式来表明他宣扬神福音的那种责任感。
So the psalmist describes their vows as a way to show God that they're on a mission.
那保罗呢，用这个欠债的观念来说明他传福音的那种责任感。
Paul used the concept of obligation or debt to emphasize his responsibility to preach the gospel.
所以保罗在罗马书第一章十四节他说，无论是希腊人、话外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
So Paul in Romans chapter 1 verse 14 to 15 says, I am under obligation both to Greece and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish.
所以情愿尽我的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome.
那保罗认为说我欠他们的债，所以要还债。
Paul felt he was obligated or in debt to them to preach the gospel.
我看这个福音的时候，我就想到今天有看到这希腊人和罗马人，以前是保罗欠他们的债，今天是希腊欠我们的债。
So when I look at this, I realize, you know, it's kind of funny that before it was Paul being in debt to the Greeks,
the Greeks being in debt. 这个意大利也是一个问题，在欧洲的这个问题。所以这个欠债的概念说，你欠债就要还债。
So the concept of debt is such that if you're very in debt, you're supposed to pay it back.
所以保罗用这个观念来讲到我们要传福音侍奉主做宣教的工作。
So Paul says he's obligated to preach the gospel.
我们再看一处圣经。
I'm going to read one more verse here.
One more Psalms 67篇。
We're going to read Psalm 67.
好，六十七篇，他说：“愿上帝怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用脸光照我们，好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。”
It says, "May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make His face shine upon us, that Your ways may be known on earth, Your salvation among all nations."
第三节，上帝啊，愿列邦称颂你，愿万民都称。赞你，愿万国都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公正审判万民，引导世上的万国。
May the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth.
第五节，上帝啊，愿列邦称颂你，万民都称颂你，地已经出了土产，上帝就是我们的上帝，要赐福于他们。上帝要赐福于他们，地的自己都要敬畏他。
May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear Him.
这是在诗篇里头唯一我们称它为宣教的诗篇。Mission Song.
Mission Song. This is a song of mission.
这是唯一的一篇是最清楚的。
This is one that's the most obvious.
为什么呢？因为你看见他那个领受福音的对象是在第二节那个万我看世界 OK 在第二节世界还有万国。
So in verse 2,the target of the salvation is the earth and the nations.
然后第三节有列邦，还有万民。
And verse 3 and 4 says to the peoples and to the nations.
所以你看，神要我们把福音带到世界、万国、列邦，还有万民。
So we see that God wants us to take the gospel to all the people and to throughout all the nations.
这个万民这个字。这个国印这个字通常都是以色列人认为这些人这个跟救恩没关系的。
The word peoples used here is usually associated to those Gentiles who are not part of the salvation.
我们才是神的选民，这些国印这些 所谓的外邦人，就是在新约里头，那外邦人他们是比较次等的。
The Jewish people thought that the Gentiles are a secondary and they're not part of the salvation.
其实老早在诗篇里头，神就已经立意要他们把他的救恩带到万邦万民。
But if you read Psalms, you realize God had already planned to have the gospel to be among all nations and all peoples.
这个世界，这个 Arash 就是这个地球，这个人间。
To the whole world, to the whole earth.
这是一个犯罪、一个离弃神的世界。
To a sinful generation.
所以神要我们再一次把福音传遍这个世界。
And this is where God wants us to take the gospel to.
这个万国就是这个世界上各个的国家，东方的国家、西方的国家、南方的国家。
So when you talk about all nations, is different countries and the Western Hemisphere and the Eastern Hemisphere, Asia.
这个万民就是他的国民。
And all the peoples are God's people.
但是上帝要他们能够听见他的福音的信息。
God wants all of them to hear the gospel.
这个就是在诗篇里头给我们看见，怎么从悲哀到赞美。
So we saw from the book of Psalm that we go from sorrow and laments into praise.
怎么从这个赞美一直把福音传扬到外邦。
And from praise into proclamation of his gospel.
神兴起中国教会是有他的旨意的。
God has raised the Chinese church for a purpose.
我们能够听见福音，乃是因为从前西方的教会把福音带到中国。
There we're able to hear the gospel is because of the missionaries from Europe that brought the gospel into China.
然后人也把福音带到我们的生命中。
And other people that brought the gospel into our life.
所以我们的华人教会有一个很大的责任，就是要走在诗篇的道路上。
So our responsibility is that we walk on the same journey as the psalm has laid out here.
我们每一个都是蒙恩得救的人。
That we're all redeemed by grace.
我们天天经历神，能够口唱新歌。
That we experience God daily, so we can see a new song.
我们要把我们的生命、我们的资源、力量带到另一个境界，就是怎么样把福音带到我们的社区。带到我们的朋友，甚至带到别的国家。
So we lift up our life to God, so He can use us in our neighborhood, in our society, in our nations, or even to other countries.
不单是在人力，也是在钱财的力量。
Not just from our effort, but also from our finances.
教会如果以这样这种意向来建立，这个教会就是神所喜悦的教会。
If this is the vision that we have for our church, then our church is pleasing to God.
依靠耶和华的人有福了。
Those who take refuge in Christ and God are blessed.
就是诗篇第二篇最后一句话。
This is the last sentence in Psalm chapter 2.
我们都同心来依靠神。
Blessed are all who take refuge in Him. Let's all take
refuge. 我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们感谢你，因为你借着你的话语教导了我们。
Gracious Lord, we thank you for you have taught us through your words.
我们奉你的名求主你能够使用我们。
We ask you in your wonderful name that you will use us.
让我们能够经历你，能够领受你的恩典，也能够有力量、智慧来宣扬你的救恩。
That will experience you, receive your grace, and have the wisdom and the courage to spread your gospel.
奉耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.